This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very cool guy, James Hess, who's the Director of Business Development from Cytherial, Cytherial.com. That's his website. And we're going to talk about a big issue, and it's malware. So welcome.
Good morning.
So what do you guys do to look at malware in a new and innovative way? And can you give us some ideas on the samples you've seen in the wild?
Absolutely. So we're automating malware investigations in order to bring insights faster to the people that are in the SOC, and also to automate the investigations so that you can prevent future variants without even having to put a human in the loop.
Now, I heard there's over 790 million pieces of malware in the wild, but they're all variants of something in the past. So there's only so many behaviors and patterns they can have. Do you detect, so you'll take a piece of malware, maybe defang it, figure it out, and create a list of, you know, the indicators of compromise?
That's a good question. So one thing is that we don't focus on behavior. We're primarily focused with the actual bit code that's in the malware. So by taking that malware and breaking it out, we can go through it and actually find similarities in the pattern when the next variant comes. And the way that we do it is we actually look at all the customer sensor data so that we can track that evolution.
Very cool. Now, a lot of companies, Cytherial is a fairly new company. A lot of companies start up with little to no funding. They go raise some money. They go build some things. I think you have a more creative history, don't you?
We do. We got really lucky. The students that actually developed the software originally at the University of Louisiana in Lafayette using a lot of government money. And after that happened, the university owned the IP. So we bought the IP back from the university, made a customer-facing product, and that's what we're currently launching right now in conjunction with a recent integration that we did with McAfee.
So you've integrated with McAfee to help them get one step ahead of the next piece of malware?
That's part of what we're doing. We provide enrichment to what they're doing and provide value to the customer by basically taking their quarantine. The integration that we have takes their quarantine data and analyzes all of it, which is really the best data that you can look at to find an advanced persistent threat that's attacking your network.
So they're getting tons of samples every day, but they don't know what to do with every sample. You have a multi-million dollar invested patented?
It is.
Patented piece of technology, government funded at Cytherial.com, that is now helping McAfee understand the next threat. Do you produce some piece of an XML file, an instructional code? What do you give them in return for that so they can stop the next variant?
Gotcha. So we help McAfee customers out. And what we currently provide the McAfee customer, if they turn on their Git quarantine feed to come to us, it goes to the cloud. All of this happens in the cloud. And then they get back notifications as well as a very nice graphical user interface that they can see the active attacks and campaigns that are hitting their network. In addition to that, we provide IOCs, fresh IOCs, and indicators of compromise, as well as signatures in order to actually provide proactive prevention. Because our signatures are custom signatures that are instantly derived in about 4 minutes from the actual malware that's in your quarantine, which can predict variants that haven't even been seen before.
Is this artificial intelligence for real?
It is. It is. That's the
machine learning?
It is. The machine learning piece of it is really what's focused. We're using some traditional machine learning algorithms to do that. And in future iterations, version 2.0, 3.0, we're going to use more complicated models. But the fact that it works very well with a very low false positive rate currently means that it's better than what people have right now. And that's the value that we're trying to bring to the customer, reducing their risk and decreasing cost, essentially, because we're able to scale with a problem that we know is scaling significantly.
Does the McAfee customer buy you as an add-on, or did you partner with McAfee in such a way that McAfee's paying the cost of your solution? How does that work financially?
So we haven't drilled out those details. Basically, right now, turn us on and try us out. You actually can go to the website, if you're a if you're in the analysis space and actually use our tool, detonate your own malware with our tool and see what kind of insights it gives you.
So I can upload some malware to you, like VirusTotal?
You can upload malware to us, and we will we'll process it for you and give you back those same insights. Just one piece at a time. We're not doing your whole quarantine.
No, no, that's amazing. So, for example, VirusTotal, people send one file at a time. VirusTotal runs it through the traditional scanners of the top 35 antivirus vendors, and they're usually all agreeing that it's not malware when it is zero day. So I have a feeling that you're going to say this is the real deal that those guys missed, which also means that more than McAfee needs to partner with you. You've got Symantec, you've got Avira, you've got Avast, Trend Micro, the list goes on.
Well, that's a really good point that you've made about how VirusTotal works. We actually use VirusTotal in our process to take a look and see how many scanners it's actually pinging on based off of the VirusTotal score. So if we see that not many scanners are actually detecting the malware, we know that it's highly evasive.
That's cool. So you are looking for the worst of the worst, the latest zero day, and predicting what the next variant of that will be.
Absolutely.
And this was a U.S. government-funded project. You guys bought it back, took it out into the commercial world, and you're commercializing it today, and your first partner is McAfee.
Yes, sir.
This is a great story.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So who do you want from our viewership, whether it's a CISO of a bank or a government agency, who do you want to know more about your solution? Who's going to be the prime target customer?
Primarily, I want to get in touch with somebody that probably leads the SOC and has a direct conversation with the CISO about purchasing decisions, because we really need advocates for the technology, because it's difficult to connect every time with the person that can make the decision and understand how it works.
Sounds great. Well, you made it through my hot seat. I'm going to send my viewers to cytheareal.com. So if you're in the SOC and you're worried about malware, this is the company to visit. If you're a researcher and you want to see if a file you have is next-gen malware, they're giving a free scan, which is incredible, by a file upload. I'm just really excited to say this. We have a U.S. government-funded project that is next generation being commercialized by this man and his team, and I'm really thrilled to learn about that today.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.